I just want to make two more, maybe three more, or give three more reflections. I don't want to give a talk on the Diamond Sutra without mentioning Anuttapatika Dharma Kshanti. I know some of you have been in seminar with me in the last two or three years, and I've probably talked about this. I'm sorry if it's like going on a bit, but I'm going to go on a bit. Anuttapatika Dharma Kshanti. I want to talk about it, even if I can't say more about it than sort of, well, there's this passage in Wisdom Beyond Words about Anuttapatika Dharma Kshanti, you know, and it's wonderful, isn't it? It really gets me, you know, and I don't know why, but it does. So first let me read to you the relevant passage from the sutra. It's on page 171, and very interestingly enough, on 71 and 72, I discovered that these are the two pages in the whole book that have actually come out. It's rather scary giving a talk. So this section is entitled, How Does It Feel to Be an Irreversible Bodhisattva? Okay. So this is the passage in the sutra I want to draw your attention to. And again, Subhuti, if a son or daughter of good family had filled with the seven precious things as many world systems as there are grains of sand in the river Ganges and gave them as a gift to the Tathagatas, arahats, fully enlightened ones. And if, on the other hand, a bodhisattva would gain the patient acquiescence in dharmas which are nothing of themselves and which fail to be produced, then this latter would, on the strength of that, beget a greater heap of merit, immeasurable and incalculable. So the bodhisattva would gain the patient acquiescence in dharmas. This is the Anuttapatika Dharma Kshanti. Kshanti, of course, is patience. Dharma is dharma in the sense of phenomena. And Anuttapanna means non-arisen or not produced. So it's the patient acceptance of the non-arising of dharmas. And it's represented by the eighth bhumi, Achala. Achala means immovable. Interesting tie-in with Akshobhya there. So at the eighth bhumi, the bodhisattva becomes irreversible from anuttara samyak sambodhi. And he does this because he's fully developed anuttapatika dharma kshanti, which means that the bodhisattva no longer sees real entities. He sees phenomena in a constant stream of rising and falling, coming into existence and passing away, always becoming, never being. So again, the flow is impervious to labels. It can't be relied on.